بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to 56th session of Understand Quran, in which we will practice some more verbs. We start with hadith. Umm Kulthum bint Uqba رضي الله عنها reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The person who lies in order to conciliate between people is not a liar when he conveys good or says something good. The person who lies in order to conciliate between people is not a liar when he conveys good or says something good." This is reported by Bukhari, a Muslim. So that shows the importance of, you know, making people, you know, be friends, to remove enmity among Muslim brothers, Muslims, because even such a big thing, which is lie, here is said as, I mean, it's told here that this is, he's not a liar if his intention is to make people conciliate. Now let us come to the revision. We have covered, can I have that sheet please? Yes. In this basic sheet, we have covered verbs with the style of Fataha, on the style of Bab Nasara, and Bab Daraba, and then Bab Sami'a. And we have also covered the verbs with repeated letters, having roots with repeated letters, like Dalla, Dhanna. Now we will cover the three types of verbs in which weak letters have come, like Waw, Ya, and Alif. So we start with the one where the weak letter is in the beginning, like Wajada. Okay, and as you know, when weak letter comes in a verb, it keeps changing its form, and we say they are so weak, they cannot stand all the past tense or all the mudare forms, so they keep supporting each other, they are weak, or they just disappear, all of them, like Qala, Yaqulu, Qul. So Alif has gone. So let us start with Wajada, that is all the verbs where the starting letter is weak letter. Here in our case, all of them happen to be Waw. There can be others, I don't know. But right now we have the examples of Waw which have occurred frequently in Al-Quran Al-Karim. Wajada, which has come 107 times. Wajada means to find. And the example is, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. This is the argument given by those people who are blindly following their fathers, forefathers, that when it is said to them, اتَّبِعُوا, follow, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, what Allah has revealed, they say, قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا وَجَدْنَا, well, we will follow what we have found our forefathers on it. Wajadna alayhi, we found on it, aba'ana, our fathers. Rather, we will follow what we found our forefathers upon. So wajada is to find. Wajada, yajidu, jid, wajid, mawjud, wujud. Okay, now you say, you have seen that wajada in yajidu, waw is gone, jid, waw is gone, wajid, it has come back, mawjud, it has come back, and wujud, well, it is, masdar is something special. And if you know wajada, then you can make wajadu, wajatta, wajattum, wajattu, wajana. If you know yajidu, then you can make yajiduna, tajidu, tajiduna, ajidu, najidu. Same style will apply for the rest of the forms. In almost all the cases, except some. Waada. Waada means to promise. And example, and dua after adhan, وَبَعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَهُ. You promised and raise him up to the position of glory, that which you promised him. Oh Allah, you promised him, the promised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that position, so raise him up to that position. Or another example is, وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَسْتَطَعْتَ. And I'm on your pledge and on your promise as far as I could. So wa'ada, يَعِدُ, عِد, وَاعِد, مَوْعُود, وَعَد. Okay, وَعَدَ, ya'idu id wa'id maw'ud wa'd wa'd. Next is wasafa. Wasafa means to describe, to ascribe. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Glory be to your Lord, the Lord of honor, Lord of izzah. Amma, above what they ascribe to him. That is about what all those weaknesses that he has a son, he has a father, and so on. So, wasafa, yasifu, sif, wasif, mausuf, wasf. We have names, wasif, okay? That's the one who ascribes. Wasafa, yasifu, sif, wasif, mausuf, wasf. Next is waqa. Waqa means saved. To protect, to save is waqa. Waqina azab an-nar. Okay? Waqa yaqi. Qi. You see, the problem here is waw is from weak letters and ya is also weak letters. So both of them have disappeared. Qi. Waqin. Mawqiyun. Wiqaya. Wiqaya. Waqa yaqi. Qi. Waqin. Mawqiyun. Wiqaya. Okay. This is very special, and they are, you know, when two weak letters come and there are some more, they are more, you know, difficult to handle. But anyway, wasi'a. Wasi'a means to embrace, to comprehend. Okay? Wasi'a kursiyuhu samawati wal ard. Okay? So, his chair encompasses, his kursi encompasses the heavens and the earth. Wasi'a yawsa'u. That is special again. Yawsa'u. Isa'a. Wasi' mawsu' sa'a. See, many changes. Okay. Wasi'a yawsa'u. Isa'a. Wasi' mawsu' sa'a. Wasi'a yawsa'u. Isa'a. Wasi' mawsu' sa'a. Very special though. There are not many are like this. Next, these are the verbs which have come in Al-Quran Al-Kareem many, many times. Now we have some more which are not as many times, which have not come as many times. Wa'adha. Wa'adha means to preach. Wa'ad, you know, wa'ad, Shaykh is making wa'ad. Ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkaroon. You know, in the Khutbat al-Jum'ah we hear this ayah. He admonishes you that you, or perhaps you, take admonition. Wa'adha. Ya'idhu. Idh. Wa'idh. Maw'udh. Wa'ad. Wa'adha. Ya'idhu. Wa'idh. Sorry. Idh. Wa'idh. Maw'udh. Wa'ad. Waqaba. Waqaba is to become dark, to become intense. Wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. And from the evil of ghasiq, when it becomes intense, when it is intense, when it becomes dark, that is a dark night. Waqaba yaqibu. Qib. Waqib. Mawqub. Waqb. So this is relatively easy. Most of them are easy now. Walaja. Walaja means to enter. Bismillahi walajna. Wa bismillahi kharajna. Wa ala Allahi rabbana tawakkalna. That's the dua when you enter the house. In the name of Allah we entered, and in the name of Allah we came out. So walaja. Yaliju. Lij. Walij. Mawluj. Wuluj. Like dukhul. Khuruj. Wuluj. Okay, just remember these things. Dukhul is also entry. Wuluj is entry. Khuruj is to get out. And wujud. You see? Wujud, wulud, khuruj, dukhul. Okay. Walada. Walada means to give birth. Lam yalid walam yulad. Walada. يلدو لد والد مولود ولادة okay ولد يلدو لد والد مولود ولادة okay now we come to another class of weak letters. I mean verbs with weak letters, verbs in which weak letter is a central verb. I mean central word, like qala, qaf, alif, lam. Alif is a weak letter which is coming in the middle. And also again, as usual, it changes forms. So qala, qala means to say. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say he is Allah, the one and only. Qala, yaqulu, qul, qail. Maqul, qawl. You know, this is, here is an exception. Qala, qalu. What about this one? No, no, no. Qala, he said. Qalu, they said. Qulta. So here again it changes. It is not qalta or qalta. It is qulta. But these changes are not many. In this one, in this form, it is there. In this form, when the alif is in between, so this is not enough, so to say. What we are saying is, qala yaqulu qul qail maqul qawl. But qala doesn't make you eligible to make all the forms until you notice a little bit of difference there. Qala qalu qulta, qumta, quzta, fuzta, kunta. So it is there. Taba. Taba means to repent. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I repent, I turn to you. Taba, yatubu, tub, taib, dash, tauba. Okay, tauba. That's another. It's from the same root, but it shows the intensity. He's oft returning. Very, you know, he accepts repentance very often. So, taba, yatubu, tub, taib, dash, tauba. Faza, faza means to succeed, to gain victory. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then indeed he has attained a big success. So, to succeed or to gain victory. Faza, yafuzu, fuz, faiz, dash, fawz. So now you can make it. You see, you are getting the idea. Qama, qama means to stand. Qad qamati salah, to stand up, to raise. Qama, yaqumu, qum, qaim, dash, qiyam. Okay. Qama, yaqumu, qum. Qa'im dash qiyam. Kana, you know kana. Kana is to be. Kana was, yakunu is, kun, be. And wala takunu kalladhina nasullah, don't be like those who forgot Allah. Or yawma yakunu nasu kalfarashil mabthus. So kana has come many times. Kana has come in fact 1361 times. Kana, yakunu, kun, ka'in, makun, كون كان يكون كن كائن مكون كون مات مات means مات die to die. اللهم باسمك أموت وأحيا. Oh Allah, in your name I die and I live. مات يموت موت مائت dash موت. Okay, mata, yamutu, mut, ma'it, dash, maut. I don't know, I have to check. It is mayit, dash, maut. I have to check that. Mayit is a dead body. Yes, the one who is dead. So it may be mayit, so I'll check that. Khafa. Khafa means to fear. Wa amanahum min khawf, to be afraid. And he gave them security from fear. Khafa, yakhafu, See, here it is different. Yakhafu. It is not yakufu. Yakhafu. Khif. Khaif. Makhuf. Khawf. Khafa. Yakhafu. Khif. Khaif. Makhuf. Khawf. And then we have kada. Kada means to plot against. Alam yaj'al kaidahum fi tadlil. Didn't he not make their plot go astray? Or falamma, no, that's another. Kada, yakidu, kid, kaid, makid, kaid. Kada, yakidu, kid, kaid, makid, kaid. Then we have zada. Zada means to increase. Example, the famous prayer that we should never forget, Rabbi zidni ilma, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Zada, yazidu, zid, zaid, mazid, ziyada. Zada, yazidu, zid, zaid, mazid, ziyada. These were the words which verbs which have come frequently in Al-Quran, but there are more which we have covered in our previous coverage. So let us practice those words also, just to know that this pattern occurs very often. Ada. Ada means to make someone tired. وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. And the guardianship of those two, the heavens and the earth, does not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tired. The guarding of those two, that is heavens and the earth, does not make him tired. Aada, yaudu. I don't know this, but aud. Okay, aada, yaudu, and most important is aud, to make someone tired. Jaa, jaa means to be hungry. Jaa. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعُ. The one who fed them in hunger. جَاعَ يَجُوعُ. جُوعُ. جَائِعُ dash جُوعُ. جَاعَ يَجُوعُ. جُوعُ. جَائِعُ dash جُوعُ. زَارَ. زَارَ means Zara, ziyara, visit. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you visited the graves. Alhaakumut takathur, hatta zurtumul maqabir. Zara. Yazuru. Zur. Zair. Mazur. Ziyara. Zara. Yazuru. Zur. Zair. Mazur, ziyara. Sama. Sama means to fast. Wasa'imina wasa'imat. You know, among those from Surah Al-Ahzab, those who fast, I mean the men and the women. Among those 10 attributes of those for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised maghfirah and ajr. Sama. Yasumu. Sum. Sa'im. Dash. Saum. Sorry, siyam. Sama, yasumu, sum, sa'im, dash, siyam. Aada, aada means to seek refuge. Example, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Aada, ya'udhu, udh, a'idh, ma'udh, ma'ad or i'yadh. Al-Iyadhu Billah, they say, no? Al-Iyadhu Billah. So, Iyadh. Iyadh or Ma'ad. Ma'ad Allah. Ma'ad Allah. So, both are okay. Iyadh, Ma'ad. Aadha, Ya'udhu. Udh. Aayidh, Ma'udh. Iyadh, Ma'ad. Aadha, Ya'udhu. Udh. Aayidh, Ma'udh. Iyadh, Ma'ad. Ghaba. Ghaba is to be hidden. Okay. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. In the unseen. Ghaba. Yaghibu. Ghib. Ghaib. Dash. Ghaib. Ghaba. Yaghibu. Ghib. Ghaib. Dash. Ghaib. Nala. Nala means to reach, to attain. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You will not attain righteousness until you spend from what or out of what you love. نال ينال نل نائل منول نول or نيل also نيل نال ينال نل نائل منول نيل ناما ناما means to sleep. Example الصلاة خير من النوم. So ناما ينام نم نائم داش نوم ناما ينام نم نائم داش نوم. These were the verbs where the middle letter was a weak letter. Now we come to the third type that is in this sheet. We have covered wajada, those verbs starting with a weak letter. I mean the root, the first word of the root letter, first letter of the root letters is a weak letter, and in this one it's the middle one. And now we come to the one where the last letter of the three root letters is a weak letter. Like da'a. Da'a means to call, to pray. Example, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord said, call upon me, I will respond to you. Of course, du'a is too common, it's from the same. Yes. رَبَّ هَذِي أَوْ يُلْشَكْ دَعَى يَدْعُو أُدْعُو دَاعٍ مَدْعُوٌ دُعَاء. تَلَى تَلَى means did تِلَاوَة. تَلَى is from تِلَاوَة. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. You know the 21st para, the first wording. Recite what has been revealed to you from the book. Wa aqimi salah, and establish prayer. What has been given as wahi. Tala. Yatlu. Utlu. Talin. Matlu. Tilawa. Tala. Yatlu. Utlu. Talin. Matlu. Tilawa. Afa. Afa means to forego. Wa'afu anna. Okay. Forgive. And let's practice. Afa, ya'fu, u'fu, afin, ma'fu, afu. Allahumma innaka afun karimun tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anna. Afa, ya'fu, u'fu, afin, ma'fu, afu. Baga, baga means, to want, to seek. Ishtibgha. And we said, Ishtibha, what do you want? Mada turid. So, Baga, Yabri, Ibri, Bagin, Mabriyin, Bagh, Baghyun. It's a Bagh. There's another meaning of Baga also. Anyway, Baga, Yabri, Ibri, Bagin, Mabri, Bagh. Jara, Jara means to flow. تجري من تحتها الأنهار or أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي. Fir'aun said, these rivers flow under me. جرى جرى. You have to see the letters. جرى يجري اجري جار مجري جريان جرى يجري اجري. Ijri jarin. dash jarayan. I don't think no, jarin is the one which flows, so nothing is affected. So anyway, jaza means to reward. Jazakallahu khairan. Jaza, yajzi, ijzi, jazin. Okay, majziyin. Jaza, jaza, yajzi, ijzi, jazin, majzi, jaza. Qada, qada means to decree, to fulfill. Waqina sharra ma qadayt. إِنَّكَ تَقْضِي وَلَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْكَ. You decree and nothing is no decree is made upon you, or you're not, nobody can decree against you. قَضَى يَقْضِي اِقْضِي قَاضٍ مَقْضِي قَضَى قَضَى يَقْضِي اِقْضِي قَاضٍ مَقْضِي. Qada, you may have heard qazi, you know, the one who makes judgment. So if you have al, it becomes al qadi, otherwise it is qadin. Okay, this is something just to remember. Saqin, but if you have al asaqi. Hada means to guide, to direct. Ihdina surat al mustaqim. Hada yahdi. إهدي هاد مهدي هادي هدى is هدى هدى and هداية both are there. هدى and هداية. هدى يهدي إهدي هاد مهدي هدى هداية. خشية yeah, هدى للمتقين. خشية خشية means to fear. Okay, خشية yeah. Not khasha'a. Khashiyah means to fear. وَنَرْجُوا رَحْمَتَكَ وَنَخْشَى عَذَابَكَ. We fear your punishment. خَشِيَّ يَخْشَى إِخْشَى خَاشٍ مَخْشِي خَشِيَّ. Okay. In our language we say خَشِيَّت. خَشِيَّ يَخْشَى إِخْشَى خَاشٍ مَخْشِي خَشِيَّ. Radiya. Radiya means to be satisfied, to be content, to be pleased with. Radiya an. Okay. Radiya Allahu an. We know that. Radiya. Yarda. Irda. Radin. Mardiyin. Ridwan. Radiya. Yarda. Irda. Radin. Mardiy. Ridwan. Nasiya. Nasiya means to forget. Nasiya is to forget. Nasiya. Not nasiha. We are living in three letters. Nasiya. وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those who forget Allah. Or رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا. Our Lord, do not take us to task if we forget. Nasiya. يَنْسَى. إِنْسَى. نَاسٍ. مَنْسِي. نسيان نسي ينسى انسى ناس منسي نسيان. Okay, سعى is to run. إليك نسعى ونحفظ. And you know سعي in حج. سعى يسعى اسعى ساع داش سعي. سعى يسعى اسعى ساع dash سعي. نهى means to forbid, to prohibit. You know, نهي أمر بالمعروف ونهي عن المنكر. وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. And he forbids you from فحش and منكر. نهى ينهى إنهى ناهٍ منهي نهي. نهى ينهى إنهى ناهٍ منهي نهي. These are the verbs which have come many times in Al-Quran, but we have some more which are also along these patterns that have come in the text we covered. Raja. Raja is to expect, to hope. Narju rahmataka. We expect, we hope your mercy. Wa nakhsha adabak. Raja. Yarju. Urju. Rajin. Marju. Raja. Raja. Yarju. Urju. Rajin. Marju. Raja. Like dua, it is Raja. Rama. Rama means to throw. Tarmihim bi hijara. To throw or to hit by throwing. Rama. Yarmi. Irmi. Ramin. Marmigi. Rami. No, Rami. We make in the Hajj. Rama. Yarmi. Irmi. Ramin. Marmi. Rami. Saqa. Saqa means to water, to give to drink. Alhamdulillah alladhi ata'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. That's what you say after you eat food. That praise be to Allah, thanks be to Him, the one who gave us, fed us and gave us to drink. Saqa. Yasqi. Isqi. Saqin. Masqi. Siqaya. Saqa. Yasqi. Isqi. Saqin. Masqi. Siqaya. Saha. Saha means to be heedless, to be unmindful. Sajdatu sahf. Or fawailul lil musallin alladhina hum an salatihim sahun, who are heedless of their prayers. Saha. Yashu. Ushu. Sahin. Mashu. Sahv. Saha. Yashu. Ushu. Sahin. The plural of sahin is sahun. Sahin. Mashu. Sahv. Shafa. Shafa means to cure. Anta shafi. La shifa illa shifa. You are the one who can cure or who cures. Shafa. Yashfi. Ishfi. Shafin. Mashfi. Shifa. Shafa. Yashfi. Ishfi. Shafin. Mashfi. Shifa. Saliya. Saliya is to burn. Sayasla naram dhat alahab. Okay? He will burn in the fire of blazing flame. Saliya. Yasla. Isla. Salin. Masli. Sila. So I think it is Salin only dash Sila. Saliya. Yasla. Isla. Salin. Masli. Sila. And the last one is kasa. Kasa means to cloth, to dress. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha. When you wear clothes, you say thank be, praise be to Allah who has clothed me this. Kasa. Yaksu. Uksu. Kasin. Maksu. Kas. Kasa. Yaksu. Uksu. Kasin. Maksu. Kas. With this, our session finishes here. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Just remember that though we have learnt alhamdulillah many forms, but again we remind that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. And remember, even though these grammatical forms are somewhat tough, but we should know these patterns. Like if you say what we have covered in qala and kana. Qala and kana together make 3000 words of the Quran. And what we have covered in da'a, tala, afa, baga, they too, you know, all of them, they are almost around 500 or more. So these verbs are very important. And most important is we should practice them with love, with attachment. Not take it as a grammatical drill with something boring. Because these are the ones which are giving us insight into the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the tools. These are like our goggles. We are blind and they are giving us light. So practice them with love. with the expectation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us reward for everything that we do to learn Quran. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. That was only one session.